It has a grand and ambitious name. If it becomes law, it has the potential to change how agencies do their business, even eliminate a few of them. The Government Transformation Act has both Senate and House backers from both parties. Joining me with analysis of it, Steve Goodrich, President and CEO of the Center for Organizational Excellence. Steve, good to have you on.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
This bill does, as I said, have backing from both parties in both houses of Congress. What would it do exactly?
Well, it'll provide a statutory way of assessing federal programs for efficiency and effectiveness, making recommendations to the president and to Congress for change, and making sure that change takes place.
Now, every year, the GAO issues a long list of duplicative efforts worth billions and billions of dollars. They've been doing it for many years, and it gets a lot of fanfare and a lot of attention, but not much action. So what would this do differently that the GAO can't do by itself with that duplication list?
Well, it is a little bit different, and you're right. Only about 30% of what GAO recommends actually gets addressed. This takes it a step further. GAO stays away from what I call actionable recommendations, very specific ways of making programs efficient and effective. You know, it tells Congress we need to go look at this program, but it actually doesn't tell Congress specifically what to do. And that's the purpose of this board, to actually do that and then do the follow-up work. They'll come back and reassess the program and tell Congress or the president whether the changes that have been made are effective or not.
So this bill would create a commission almost like the 9/11 or the Packard Commission.
It's similar, but it's a board, not a commission, and it is statutory, and that's the difference. Those commissions were appointed by the president. This is something that becomes statutory and required.
So who would appoint the board members then?
Well, the way the current legislation is written, both Congress and the president will appoint members. But what's important is the 7-member board is bipartisan. It has to be from opposite parties. There's 2 co-chairs that would be from opposite parties. So, 3 from each party, 1 independent.
And so what's your sense of what it is they're really trying to get at? Any particular programs that are seen as needing reform?
Well, how long do you have? We can talk about a lot of different things. There's a lot of programs out there, from 47 job training programs across 9 agencies costing $20 billion. So let's say for sake of argument that those programs are good at what they do. But if we can create efficiencies by consolidating them, can we save a few billion dollars from that? We know there's a lot of unused office space that can be addressed. There's disability programs. There's drone programs that where each service arm of the military runs their own. If we consolidate that, can we save money and create more efficiency in the process? You have an EHRI system at OPM that was specifically designed under the Bush administration to be the core of HR Shared Services, and it's not serving that function now. It costs a lot of money to build. It is being used, but not for its intended purpose. If we change the intended purpose, can we save the dollars and make government more efficient and effective?
So a lot of programs in the executive branch, in the so-called discretionary part of the budget, so it doesn't look as if this board would look at the entitlement programs where you could save hundreds of billions, maybe trillions over the long term, but still the multiple billion-dollar range short term.
Well, there is a lot of low-hanging fruit, but, the purpose of this board is not to set policy. That's Congress's job. This is looking at the management efficiency and effectiveness of the program.
We're speaking with Steve Goodrich, President and CEO of the Center for Organizational Excellence. And what's the success rate of these types of boards and commissions in actually getting things to change in a way that people can notice?
Well, from a political standpoint, there's sometimes not a great track record. To be perfectly frank. But it's really time for Congress to focus because, in my conversation with the members on the Hill, one of the things they say is, well, gee, this is our job. We're supposed to be doing this. And I say to them, you're absolutely right. That is your job. It's not getting done very well. And this is your tool by which it does get done.
Because there's a history of White House-appointed boards and commissions where even the White House pretty much, especially, the last few years, the White House itself ignores what it is they come up with.
Well, that's true. And, you know, they are trying to make strides by doing, you know, program inventories. And, you know, Dave Mader is looking at, you know, now at shared services and putting those things together. And this administration, it is short. That's one of the issues. As we change administration, the focus changes. But having a statutory board that is nonpartisan is responsible for ensuring the efficiency and effectiveness of programs, you have a better chance of that taking place.
And when it comes to duplication, often the reason for that is that different committees in Congress have different agencies under their prerogative. And it's always been a complaint, even in the executive branch, that if Congress would be willing to give up some of its prerogatives in terms of the reach of a given committee's power, then more could get done.
Well, I think you're right. And I've had conversations with many senators who have said to me, you know, as new senators are elected and brought in, the Senate as a whole, or even the House as a whole, has no concept of the programs out there, the number of programs out there. And they introduce bills that cause duplication and overlap. And that necessitates the need for some kind of control and certainly an inventory, but a way to report out to Congress what exists, what doesn't exist, if there is overlap in introduced legislation, absolutely necessary.
On the positive side, I guess it's safe to say that there are enough programs that are inefficient or duplicative that are also not in the political wheels that could be ripe for Congress to say, yeah, we can do this.
Well, you're absolutely right. There's a tremendous amount of low-hanging fruit. And, you know, political realities are, you may touch on some of those and someone's pet projects. The idea is to create a two-year schedule that will be maintained and changed over time. And so it's known over that each two-year cycle what is going to be assessed and the efficiency and effectiveness is gained in that process.
Are you handicapping this bill? I mean, it does have bipartisan support by some, you know, people that have had a good track record of getting legislation passed. Is it likely to happen in this upcoming year?
Well, the momentum is going forward now. It really did, frankly, slow last Congress, but it is moving, you know, along fairly quickly and gaining fairly very strong bipartisan support in both houses. We're hopeful by, you know, June timeframe it'll be passed. And you know, the White House has indicated to us that they'll sign it and move this forward. I think there's a tremendous amount of support, and everybody acknowledges this is a bipartisan approach. And frankly, it's something that Congress can take and demonstrate to the American people that they can work together and get something done.
Steve Goodrich is president and CEO of the Center for Organizational Excellence. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.